Welcome to the Shepherd's Law Podcast, web design with a purpose. We were out to find websites on the brink of technology failure and turn them into something awesome.
Exploring the Need for Website Security by Alan Schultz. Is my website secure? A study made in 2003 stated that there is an attack every 39 seconds on average on the website. That was 20 years ago. Since then, hackers have gotten smarter and more plentiful. A 2019 report found that security breaches increased by 67% between 2014 and 2019. On average, 30,000 new websites are hacked every day, according to Forbes magazine. The average time to identify a breach in 2020 was 228 days. The average time to contain a breach was 80 days. Source, IBM. Why should I care? Why should I care if my website is not secure? After all, I don't have any sensitive information. All my website contains is information about my business, some images, and some contact information. Why would someone want to hack my site? There is nothing for them to steal. No information to exploit. Phishing. The FBI states that phishing is the top internet crime that people reported. In 2020, the FBI IC3 received 241,342 phishing complaints. One aspect of phishing occurs when an attacker, masquerading as a known contact organization, dupes a user into clicking a link in their email that takes them to a malicious website designed to steal the user's information. This information could be login credentials, contact information, or even social security numbers. These emails often come in the form of notifying the user of a problem with their account, asking them to log into their account to correct the issue. The email contains a link to the website the account is for. This could be a bank account, an online shopping account, or a social media account. What does this have to do with your website? The hacker who sent out that email has also hacked into your website, gaining access to the server your account is hosting on, thus allowing them to upload whatever files they wish. They will then upload a website that looks like a bank's website login page or Amazon's login page or even a Facebook or Twitter. Their hope is that the user won't inspect it too closely and will just go ahead and log in. Once they enter their username and password and click the submit button, the hacker now has their information and full access to their account. Security companies like Norton, McAfee, Malwarebytes, Chrome, or your hosting provider can blacklist your site, marketing it as an insecure and malicious. This not only takes your site down, but also puts a big hit on your reputation. Imagine a new customer going to your website only to see that it contains malicious content. What are the chances do you think that they will return? SEO spam. Another reason hackers might choose to target your website is due to search engine ranking. You may have worked hard to improve your rankings in search engines, moving your website up in the listings. Hackers will take advantage of the traffic this generates by injecting hidden phrases in your content with links to their website, therefore increasing their SEO ranking or going as far as to insert code that will redirect the user's browser to their website, costing you business and increasing their traffic. This not only can confuse your customers, but can affect your rankings, putting you lower and lower in the search engine results. It can even get you blacklisted from the same companies mentioned above. Malware and ransomware. A lot of hackers can infect your website with malware once they have access to the core files. Through sophisticated programming, they can cause your website to automatically download software to a visitor's computer, or capture the keystrokes of every visitor, or provide the hacker access to the entire server, allowing them to hack other websites that are hosted on the same server. This can also get you blacklisted, as mentioned above, not to mention the time, effort, and money it will take to get your website cleaned up, functioning correctly, and removed from all the companies blacklisted. Ransomware attacks have increased by 800% during the pandemic. What can I do to prevent hacking? Let's face it, you got a website for your business to help it grow, not to cause you stress and frustration. There are a few things that you can do to help keep your website secure, one for which it to be make. Another is to make sure not to share those passwords with anyone. Other steps are to make sure you use trusted plugins for your WordPress site. There are millions of plugins available to help your website do whatever it is you want it to do. Some are valid, trusted, and secure plugins. Others may not be. While WordPress does its best to keep intentional malicious code off of their site for downloading plugins, some plugins aren't intentionally malicious. They are just poorly programmed and come with security holes, providing access to those who know how to exploit them. But if you are like most business owners, you don't have the time or energy to devote to keeping up to date with all the latest security threats and procedures to prevent them. Do you think website security is important? Let us know in the comments below. Also, on the webpage online, there are some additional resources where we pulled our statistics. Thank you for listening to Shepherd's Loft Podcast, Web Design with a Purpose.